Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
You know, it happens to be 6 o'clock, and I think everyone knows what that means. An advertisement, and then Spankwagon.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
Spankwagon
Radio.
Oh, shit!
Well, as I was saying, when you go to the site, go ahead and just click on, scroll down
okay.
to where you get the forum posts.
All right.
And you see where they have the Terry Schiavo RIP. Go ahead and click on that. Hey, folks, it's Friday night, 6 p.m. Vegas time. That's the West Coast, Left Coast. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. I'm Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls.
And right now, actually, we're diving into a post in a little forum. Claude, if anybody goes to spankwagon.net, our home site,
yes.
They'll see a photo right there. No soup for you as Terry Schiavo's husband pulls the tube from her mouth.
And it's actually the soup Nazi from Seinfeld.
Oh, is that the soup?
Yes,
because that
is.
Looks a lot like Terry Schiavo's husband.
Scary, isn't it?
Because the mustache and the haircut.
I know.
Oh, my God, you're right. It tells you how much I watch Seinfeld.
I jacked
still.
This image from something on Fart because I can't make animated gifs of my own.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I've
I think
harvesting,
it was fine myself.
I've been harvesting images to throw in, tasteless images at that.
Well, here's what I did. I saw that tasteless image, and I loved it. So I decided the very minute, the broadcaster, Sean O'Mac, from LV Rock Studios here, does his political show and a blogger show and
right.
pro wrestling show or whatever. Well, I knew he was going to do something because they have been arguing pointlessly back and forth about all of this shit all week. Like, I swear to God, the Pope dies. They're going to bitch about what pointy hat they're going to bury him in. Well, when the Pope dies. I mean, the Pope may actually die during this broadcast.
Well, all I know is that if healthcare was as reliable as Vegas hosting, Terry Schiavo would be alive.
No.
Oh, wait. Wrong analogy.
I don't know. Yeah, bad analogy, because as far as I'm concerned, she purged herself to death. Anywho.
Well, yeah, and she was on ephedrine.
And, well, see, there you go. But anyhow,
yeah.
I decided I took the... are you coming in good, or...?
No, I'm fine. I'm adjusting my head.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry.
So anyhow, I decided to steal your image, and I decided to post it up on the forum here.
An image I stole, too.
The LV Rocks forum. Well, I posted up there. I said, now for some tasteless humor. To be fair, Claude gets the credit for this image. Scroll down. First thing, Rolando, another broadcaster. Oh, that's fucking funny. LOL. Diggs, tasteless indeed. Peter Holland, who does another show here, says, now that's the LV Rocks we know and love. Phew. Glad to see that someone still has a sense of humor around here instead of all that serious bullshit. So Spankwagon saves the day again.
Of course. You know, it was really interesting, too. I was looking...
It's really a buzz topic if everybody's bitching about it like this.
Well, you want to know the truth. Since Terry's dead, she's old news. Nobody reports on her now.
Yeah, now it's all the Pope. Yeah. Now, it is all about the Pope. Because now the Pope in Vatican City is having kidney failure, urinary tract infection, feeding tubes. I mean, he is going, gone real soon.
Yeah.
Real soon.
Yeah, the Pope's pretty fucked there.
Pope's
That's
pretty much on the last leg.
All I can say. Makes me wonder, though, which was something very interesting. The Pope is kind of a different case, not just simply because he is the Pope, but because his medical situation is different from Terry Schiavo.
Well, yeah.
But
Parkinson's.
Well, it's a lot of things.
Well, yeah,
let's face it.
It is. It's that hard living of a pope.
Well, actually, it is.
He's 81 years old.
Well, no. A lot of his respiratory problems came because he was hunched over to one side right there. Mm-hmm. That damaged his lung and part of his diaphragm.
Interesting.
Yeah, they actually said that. So, yes, there is. You can be a papal and have some hard living right there.
Apparently so.
Indeed.
Interesting. I figure, you know, he's hitting the papal wine a little too much. Bring up the chat room. Let's make sure we have people in here.
Hey, yeah, that's a mighty tight boy.
He's Polish. He's Polish. He wouldn't know what to do.
No, he can't screw in light bulbs.
Oh, that's right. Anywho. Yeah.
Tell a bunch of Polish jokes.
Hey, by the way, let's get this cleared up out of the way. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.net.
Yes. You can find our homepage and our home site at spankwagon.net. Of course, if you're listening to us, you're either listening to us from one of our wonderful syndicates or directly from the mothership, LV Rocks.
Yeah.
Here in Las Vegas. That's why it's LV.
I have one big problem with the Pope. For some reason, every time I try to do a Pope impersonation, I turn into the Swedish chef. It's like when I try to be Irish, I used to become a pirate. Yeah, I'm like, hey, that's the mighty spicy sacramental wine, eh? You know?
God. Now you're a Rolaids commercial.
Yeah, I know. Hey, that's a spicy communion wafer. You know? All I got to say, though, man, is you know what? I'm not Catholic myself.
Learn Latin, and then you can speak Popeyes.
There's probably only one person that could convert me to Catholicism.
Who's that?
Father Guido Sarducci.
Hey, there you go. Well, yeah, that's probably the only person a lot of people... That's probably the only Catholic experience a lot of people have is through his shtick, so to speak.
Well, I'm curious about something. As a recovering Catholic yourself...
Yes.
Will the Pope's death help your recovery process?
No. The Pope is an interesting position that... I mean, the Pope itself isn't a person as so much as it is an office. You know, Pope John Paul II is the current Pope, and... Right after Pope John Paul, you know, II dies, there's going to be a new pope. Pope probably something or another. I mean,
they get to choose their own name, don't they?
Yeah, they do get to choose their own name. It's part of a benediction or dedication or something like that. Maybe Vert knows, because I know Vert's Catholic. He may be able to enlighten me more, because he went the whole stretch. I only went so far and gave up.
Uh-huh.
He's committed like that. My thing is, though, is with the whole Pope, you know, changing, what you're going to see is you're actually going to see a lot of change in politics in some regards.
I know. I saw The Godfather 3.
God, that is the worst movie to ever reference. Oh, yeah, yeah, Godfather 3. I saw it in there. Yeah, yeah. No. No. You just did reference The Godfather.
Since the Pope has been dying, man, they've been playing Godfather 3 like crazy.
Great. Next thing you know, it's going to be like nothing but Hudson Hawk marathons.
No,
serious?
No, only until the Da Vinci Code comes to TV.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So, no, they're going to, you know, when the new Pope gets chosen, and the Pope gets chosen by a group of cardinals, about 100, right now it's like about 130 of them that get a vote as to who the next Pope is. So we'll see how that works out. I mean,
well, they have.
In all honesty, I think the office of the Pope is pretty much the same deal as the office of King and Queen of England. Who gives a shit? It's more celebratory. It's more inspirational to Catholics.
Well, according to some old literature I've read, I guess the Pope is like the mortal incarnation of God, or as close as you
can
be.
Yes, absolutely. He is the closest living, breathing human being to God.
And you said Jack Chick was wrong.
What do you mean? Reference, please.
You know, the death cookie, things like
that. You know, the whole thing with Jack Chick, you know, I can understand some of his stuff just because of the fact that he the fact that he takes it to that one way too extreme. You take things too extreme just to get a joke or just to get the point.
Yeah.
He takes it to the way extreme, which totally alienates anybody from really getting it.
It's actually kind of scary, too, because he's pretty serious, and the people he influences with it as well.
See, that is what's scary. I mean, if he's able to influence that many people with it, that...
Virtual says, have you met the Polish Godfather? He'll make you an offer you can't understand.
Nice.
Yes.
By the way, let's give everybody an idea of what's going on here. First off, it's internet radio. He's a host, I'm a host, you're a listener. If you want to go...
Yeah, you've only been here 4 years.
Yeah, really. Well, we're changing
things
up.
Well, that's true, that's true.
We're changing things up because we know we got people that have been randomly showing up into our chat and stuff. By the way, if you want to chat with us, you can either go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat, join in. Or if you're really techno-leet, which is a very nice thing, go to irc.slashnet.org. The chat room is #LVRocks. Mm-hmm. Claude, why don't you go ahead and do the little thing and give them the numbers.
Toll free 1-866-LVRocks, Las Vegas local 383-8120.
There you go. So now you got the numbers. You can either call us at any time.
Uh-huh.
You can chat with us at any time. We don't really do the email thing, but that's not because probably no one would ever fucking write. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, also, you know, there's something I wanted to ask Red Rum, who is, by the way, follows the teaching of the CAFOL, just as yourself do.
I did. I mean, you guys obviously outpace me because you guys are mentioning stuff that I have totally forgotten and I could have never brought up in even a remotely good discussion or argument.
Yeah.
She's like, this and this. I'm like, oh, shit, she's right. I forgot about that.
I do know that they have to whap the Pope upside the head 3 times with a gold hammer.
No.
That's what they have to do to declare him dead.
It's more ceremonial, really.
I know. They chant.
No, not just the chant. They're not going to go, thum. He sure didn't wake up that time. Thum. Nope, not the second.
Well,
right
course.
As they're about to whack him the third time, he's like a pro wrestler. Yeah, starts pulling the Hulk Hogan, that whole body shake. Well, that's what got the Pope in the problem in the beginning. No, they're not going to do the 1-2-3 count. This isn't pro wrestling.
That's great. The
with
Pope
chanting.
The Pope's not dead. His foot's up on the rope.
The Pope versus The Undertaker next at WrestleMania 666.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. That deserved me just going out and buying a drum set for it.
Yeah, really? Go, hurry. You got the truck.
God.
Anyhow. Now, this has been a busy fucking week.
Yeah, I know it's ceremonial because they chant, is he dead yet? You know, like that or some shit like that.
It wasn't all too bad, actually. Keep going. They chant while they hit them, says Akari. Om Sanity Om Yop. Twack.
How many lumps of
sugar? Wait, the vegetable.
Bruised fruit. Wait, I'm sorry, he's not gay.
No, actually, when you did that, it just reminded me of Happy Ending.
Yoo-hoo.
Happy ending for the Pope.
Oh, God.
All these years, he's held off, finally.
Dude,
it's what kills him. Wait, someone just said, aren't there only two popes left? No, they could go pope.
No, aren't there only two popes left? Yeah, Catholicism.
You know, the interesting thing, when I was in Rome, yeah, really, the end of the religion. Well, thanks for riding this train, folks. Get off now. No popes left. Got a pope. No pope to go. When I was actually in Rome, and I was in St. Peter's Square, and I was at, you know, St. Peter's Basilica, and I was yeah, all that.
You get to go in to see Michelangelo's work of arts, right?
I have got to see Michelangelo. I've seen Raphael.
Was that cool?
It was awesome.
Right on.
It was when you're staring at that stuff, and I can't shut up now that you got me started. When you're staring at that stuff, it's like humbling because you're looking at real
history.
Now, I was staring at this wall, and this wall had an inscription, engraving of all the popes ever elected to the office of pope.
Right.
And I decided for shits and giggles, I started counting by year. So I went and counted up how many popes, you know, were before the French or the American Revolution. And it's like hundreds, you know.
Yeah,
dozens upon dozens upon dozens.
There is one female pope as well that's been eradicated from history. She's like 133 or something like that.
You know what? I don't know anything about that, honestly.
Yeah.
But then again, you got to understand, they're not going to teach you about that.
Right. But there is some ancient doctrines that do record it that there was an extra pope in there. She was erased.
Well, there was the whole thing with the pope and the anti-pope when they tried to split Catholicism, and that is another subset. Maybe someday we'll get onto that on the site because that is a really interesting read. So, by the way, tinfoil hat conspiracy. Supposedly there are only two popes to come after John Paul II.
And then what? The Armageddon happens? What?
Yeah, really. I mean, there's going to be popes till we're done in. Excuse me, we're done and gone off this earth.
Yeah, Catholicism's not coming apart anytime soon. It's like spiritual Amway.
Great. You just put Catholicism right into a pyramid scheme.
It is.
Catholicism is Ponzi, huh?
Yes.
Pure and simple. All right. Hey, by the way, if you want, you guys have anything you want to add? I mean, I know the chat room is pretty cool today. If you guys want to add anything, give us your voice. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. If you're local to Las Vegas, 383-8120. If you really want to pay the money, add a 1 and a 702 in front of that.
I'm laughing right now. But Chris says, supposedly there are only two popes come after J.P. the second. And I know that he means John Paul. But
J.P. 2!
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah! J.P. 2!
Every time I see that, I think of our former coworker J.P.
Well,
who wants to be blessed today?
Who wants to do happy ending?
God, I so wish you people could have met this guy just so it wasn't such an inside joke.
Well, you know, inside jokes are good. Inside jokes are really, really fun. So anyhow.
Wine.
Well, there's a problem. If James Patrick was the Pope, first off, no one else would have communion. He'd be like, oh, these wafers are really good.
Yeah, have picture of a cape and a funny hat.
Dude was shaped like a bowling pin, swear to fucking God. I mean, yeah. If you wore like a red shirt and white pants, you'd be like, oh, 10 pin, right on. No.
What? Just every time I think of that guy, every time I feel bad about my life, I realize I should be happy because it didn't suck as bad as him.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I could have been James Patrick. No, that's
impossible. Hey, actually, let's see. So we may be losing the Pope anytime now. So we're going to...
Spankwagon will bring you live reports. As soon as we find out, we'll drive down here and interrupt whatever show's on the air.
Yeah, we'll just pound on the door. We'll act like bums needing beer or something like that. It works. Terry Schiavo, you know, finally fucking passed away. 13 days off the feeding tube.
Yes.
Finally passed away, as you said earlier in the show. News and media are now finally free to cover real topics.
Oh, yes.
And also be able to cover and discuss important things that really matter, such as
the
Pope dying, or the fact that I'm paying $2.40 for a gallon of gas.
Well, you're buying the wrong gas, sir.
I'm buying the cheap gas, sir.
Where are you going?
My side of town, Shell Station, Mobile Station.
It's $2.36 up by my house.
Jesus. Well, I'm not going to drive on the absolute ass end of Vegas, opposite of me, just for 4 cents.
Yeah,
so.
Gas is getting expensive.
I had to take the car in today.
So I hear.
I had to take the car in today. So my wife's car. I love my wife. Let me just say that now for the fact that she is probably listening, and so is my mother-in-law. I love my wife, but sometimes I really, 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 really wish I could figure out how she thinks. I had the car today, and I decided, okay, first off, we had to get some work done on the car. She took it to Jiffy Lube a couple weeks ago. They put the oil cap, you know, the oil plug back in, but they crushed the gasket to it, so it leaked all over the place.
Is it a copper gasket?
It is now.
Because you know what? You're supposed to actually replace those every time.
Yep, it is now. So between that and, you know, the whole... That and the rattle, we finally figured out. Now, everybody who's been listening to me talk about this stupid Stratus has known I've heard this fucking rattle for the past.
No one's ever heard
3 years. Well, finally today, I wasn't the only person.
You were vilified.
I was vilified? No, I was not vilified. That's called. Okay, no. Look at dictionary.com, bitch. Look up vilified. Rocker dude says 213. No, 234 is what he said. I wish it was 2-fucking-13.
No, Virtual One says 2-13.
Oh, he did. Yeah, Iowa. Yeah, there's a road trip for everyone. Let's go get some gas.
Hey!
What, road trip to Iowa for fucking fuel?
No, dude, I saw that. I've been watching Invasion Iowa.
Oh, God. We'll get to that. We'll get to that, because I do want to talk about that. As I was going to say, Iowa.
Iowa.
What the hell were we talking
about?
It's
like a segue to
Shivo's dead. News is normal.
Yes. News
pancakes
is...
for breakfast. Wife in the car.
Yes.
So the rattle that I have always heard, I'm like, I know this rattle's here. Ah. Finally, they heard it today. And they said, oh, yeah, we can take a look at that. They jacked the car up. Guess what it was?
What?
For those of you who are automobile inclined, the actual rattle was the strut mounts that were bad. The front strut mounts were bad. So the strut mounts are getting replaced, and since it's almost a 60K...
Which strut mounts are we talking about?
The front strut mounts. The
Up on the shock towers?
Yes.
Are the shock towers themselves
damaged? No, not the shock towers. Bottom, because the shock towers are not damaged.
Okay. So the strut mounts... So I think you have McPherson struts.
Yes.
Okay, so the strut mounts that are welded to the McPherson struts.
No, to part that bolts to the car.
So what are you going to do to replace it?
We're replacing the whole damn assembly, and I can tell you exactly how it happened.
Okay.
My wife is a creative driver. I'm bad because I'm slow. She's bad because she doesn't pay much attention.
You drive like old people fart.
I drive like old people fart, and I'll admit it. I'm
fuck, not fart. because you know what, dude? If you drove like old people farted, you'd be constantly speeding up.
Let's ask the Pope. So anyhow, as I was...
He drives slow!
Oh, never mind. The Pope will be able to spray
my... That's a spicy barking spider.
I remember there was one time we were driving down the road, and I'm like, hey, watch out. She's like, what? And we hit a rock that was the size of a baseball.
Ooh.
Just bam! And I'm like, damn it, didn't you see that thing? And she's like, see what thing?
See what thing after you jarred the car?
After she jarred the car, I'm like, no! Love my wife. So we wonder why things go bad. Anywho.
Ah, classic. Well, you know, I have made a very crucial decision.
What's that?
I'll never buy Ford.
Oh, yeah. What happened to you this week?
Yes, the other seat in the Ford broke.
So now you have a Ford. Now you have an SUV with two broken seats.
Yes.
And it's not a warranty issue.
No.
It's not a recall issue.
Ford will not warranty it, and the recall did not for the seats did not cover that. The seat frames themselves have broken.
Nice. Hey, by the way, Akari is still in the Pope. With the new younger hip Pope, the Pope Mobile will have to be altered, probably lowered some 21-inch wheels with crucifix spinners.
Wow. Crucifix spinners, dude.
Yeah.
Shit, dude.
They got enough gold there. They can melt down quite a bit to make some bling.
Check this out.
Pope with the bling bling.
Well, dude, the Pope already wears bling. He has a giant crucifix on. I consider that bling.
Okay.
As you know,
wait, is that bling or Bible bling?
Is there supposed to be a difference between the two?
See, now I always figured there was, because I see a lot of people who wear crosses that have no intention to be religious.
And you consider that Bible bling?
No, I just consider that bling. Bible bling is bling that's, you know, they're wearing the cross because they believe in the cross.
So you're telling me that bling...
Oh, God, are we getting an argument
over
bling?
You're saying to me that Bible bling is specifically bling with a purpose. So if an investment banker came into work with a big old fucking dollar sign all iced out, that's Bible bling, because since he deals in money, it has a purpose.
That's banker bling.
Oh, banker bling.
Yeah, that's banker bling. By the way, B says he wants a black pope. Everybody really... I guess the pope is the main topic. We're not going to get away from this. So your broken seats
Chappelle's
in your car...
Chappelle's pope. If Chappelle is a pope, man.
Yeah.
The new Pope is crunk.
Hey, Akari says in the chat room, new MTV show, Pope My Ride.
Pope My Ride. Somebody comes out and blesses it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, every
sacramental
car
sacramental lava
blessed.
Lamps.
They bless the windshield washer fluid. You go around squirting, you know, squirting the window. Oh, it's clean and heavenly.
Bugs are gone.
Actually,
black.
Well, you know what? Since we're talking about things on feeding tubes and straws and whatnot, we'll just kind of bounce between Shivo and the Pope for now.
You know what, man?
I have a couple of really good quotes.
if I worked in that that home where Terry Shivo was, I think I'd shove random stuff down her feeding tube.
Hey, how do you like steak? Glug 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 glug.
I think I would. Dude.
What, you know, my question is, and maybe someone out there can call us up or in chat land can let us know what do you get fed through a feeding tube? I mean, it sure isn't mashed bananas.
I would want to think it's some sort of generic baby food substance, you know, like with nutrients, but, you know, it's like a paste, like what RoboCop eats. Dude, I know that's not... I know that analogy is based on fantasy, but that's the best way I can put it.
The Pope is eating RoboCop food. Great. What are your three directives, Pope?
Dead or alive, you're being saved by me. Original Sin, Directive 4.
Nice. So anyhow, here's what we got. After all these years, and this is a quote about the Shivo death.
Saint Exhibit the First. Stay cool, sinner.
Instead of West Coast Customs, you got West Coast Cathedrals.
Vatican City Customs.
Okay, now B just said something stupid in the chat room. Think about it. A black pope. Pope Kunta Kinte.
That's not what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
I don't know, man. Oh, we have a caller.
We have a caller?
Hot damn.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do? Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Not bad. How's it going, sir?
You get fed nutrients through a feeding tube.
But what is the substance? I mean, yeah, nutrients are nutrients.
I can eat
a cheeseburger
RoboCop
and get nutrients. But what is the stuff?
Liquid nutrients.
They just liquefy vitamins like
Miracle.
The whole nine yards, yeah.
Interesting.
Like Miracle-Gro.
And also, there's stuff in there so... your body can, you know, do it to it with it, this stuff. Like, you know, a chemical that makes your body, you know, take the nutrients in and do what they're supposed to do with them, you know, because you're used to hard stuff.
Right. So basically they include all the necessary acids and minerals.
The whole poop, yeah.
Enzymes, things like that.
And enzymes and everything like that. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. So there we go. Now we know what's in the feeding tube.
RoboCop food.
No, it's not RoboCop. It's water. Well, it's liquefied vitamins. I mean, you want to eat... If you want to go, Spankwagon will say, if you want to go on the Terry Shivo diet...
Yeah, Terry Shivo. Look at the size of this bush with Miracle-Gro.
Ooh, ew. Not an image I want to just cross anyhow.
Here, let me erase that image for you.
No, no, don't.
Kill Bill 1. My name's Buck.
No, yeah. Okay. So anyhow,
the autopsy finds there's gobs of Vaseline down there.
Ew. So anyhow, you want to go on the Terry Schiavo diet then, the actual official Terry Schiavo diet. Go to GNC, buy liquid vitamin. You can get vitamin that's already liquefied. You take a spoonful. There you go. You're on the Terry Schiavo diet.
Well, not totally.
Really? What do you mean?
Well, I think you should go for the full experience and puncture a wound in your stomach with a tube.
Hey, there you go.
Be easier eating.
Yeah, screw that. Do circus act stuff, you know, like straw swallowing, like sword swallowing.
Circus act stuff.
Yeah, swallow that straw, then like pour like a funnel down of vitamins straight to your stomach.
That's kind of erotic.
Watch your... Ew, no it ain't. Yeah, you're weird. Anyhow, this is a
quote. Well, it goes through the nose. No, it's not that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, show me your nostrils.
Yeah, let's see that feeding tube. Oh, shove it in.
Look at those tight sinuses.
Yeah, no. Quote, after all these recent years of neglect at the hands of those who were supposed to protect and care for her, said, you know, Miss Vidadmo, Terry's sister, who's 41, she's finally at peace with God for eternity. That quote bugged me.
It bugs me, too, because there's an unanswered question
Well, my understanding is the husband did a lot.
He did a huge amount. Apparently, for many years, he took care of her, and the caseworker said not once did he ever even discover a bed sore on her.
So all those recent years of neglect in hands, you know, if there was supposedly neglect, you know, and there are caseworkers that are there weekly for something like this, you know.
I have a question for you, and I know you're a recovering Catholic.
Here we go. We're about to be between Schiavo and the Pope today.
No. This is Schiavo, actually. I know you're recovering, so you're not an official spokesperson for God here.
Okay.
Then again, who is? But you tell me something. Suicide has a purpose, and that purpose is to kill yourself.
Yeah, okay, that's the most literal definition.
So tell me, by
explanation.
Right. By risking your life into an activity such as this, Terry Schiavo's lifestyle, which caused her to be in this condition, do you think maybe that's kind of like a mortal sin against her character?
You know, that's a really good... I mean, that's a really, really good question. I mean, is living a risky life... And let's broaden that out more. Let's broaden that out to people who race cars. Let's broaden that out to people who do extreme sports. Let's broaden that out to football players. Anybody who is in a high-impact sport, boxing.
Right.
You know, fighting, professional fighting. Is that suicide? Because you know you're going into this with a risk, but
right.
Because your definition is of suicide was what? With the intent of killing yourself.
With the sole intent of killing yourself.
So I guess no, because
when you're doing something like that,
anything in life, anything, walking down our steel stairs in the rain, your purpose isn't to kill yourself, your purpose is to get from upstairs to downstairs, point A to point B.
That's true.
You die, that is something that happens.
That is true, but there's something specifically different right there. Whilst we know the risk of falling downstairs, whatnot, dying would be an extreme risk. And
it's a risk, but it's not an intention of that.
Right, but the thing about it with Terry Schiavo was she was purposely abusing her body. See, with a race car driver...
Well, hold on. She was purposely abusing her body with the sole intent of getting to what her mind and her wired brain... Because at the time, she had an illness. She was bulimic.
Right.
She had eating disorders. She was getting to, in her mind, not to death, but to this ideal weight that she really wanted
to
be at.
And the thing about it is...
I don't think it would be suicide. I really don't.
Well, what I'm saying, though, I'm not saying it's suicide, no, because it's obviously not. It does not fit the definition. What I'm saying, though, is it perhaps an ill judgment upon her character. And the reason I'm saying this is because, see, if you're a race car driver, yes, you know that there's a risk involved, but that risk... That risk right there is only if you happen to crash. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is with Terry Schiavo is she was actually crashing. You see what I mean? Yes, there's a risk.
I see what you're saying, but I don't think it works that way.
See, the thing about it is, and I understand what you're saying, what I'm saying is with a race car driver, someone in an extreme sport,
because
they risk damaging themselves by possibly putting themselves in harm's way. Terry Schiavo went the extra step to purposely put herself in harm's way.
Yeah, but in that same respect, let's say you decide to take up jogging.
Okay.
I mean, we're really stretching this one here, but let's say you decide to take up jogging, and you're putting yourself at risk for all kinds of medical issues, from strokes to heart attacks, because...
Correct.
I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, it is pot calling kettle black here, but you're really overweight. So by jogging, and let's say you dive right in and you just go a little too much, too fast, too soon, you inadvertently kill yourself. Well, mm-hmm. that's what Terri Schiavo was doing, because she was trying to get to this ideal weight. Well, her way was the mentally ill way. This is my opinion, but mentally ill way of doing the purging, binging, and fasting.
Exercising is natural. She was abusing chemicals and diet.
Right, but it's the same kind of deal. I mean, when you exercise and you're a health nut, I mean, you are going to watch your diet. You're going to do a lot of things differently. Mm-hmm. You will not be drinking that stuff. You will not come into the studio with McDonald's bags.
So you tell me something right now.
Okay.
Do you think Terri Schiavo will be going to hell for her actions?
No, I do not.
Not even purgatory.
No, I really don't know about that. I know she won't be going to hell, but purgatory is a possibility.
Callers, tell us what you think. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, local Las Vegas, 383-8120.
Yep. So there you go. By the way, Vert here, actually, I just saw some pop up. I believe it would only be considered suicide if you're doing the activity with the goal of dying.
Right.
So I agree with Vert. Vert agrees with me. By the way, whoever B is, hello. And, Philosophy 101, if I'm doing something where I could die, is that suicide? No. Because we could die doing anything.
I could die on the way down here.
You could die on the way down here from stressing out about the traffic.
Yeah,
I could have died today because I actually tripped over one of my kids' toys. Wow, I got lots of years of that to come. I tripped over one of the toys and almost landed headfirst into an outlet, you know?
As soon as your kid turns 5, man, I'm buying him. I have a box of Hot Wheels he can have just so you can step on them.
By that time, we're going to have a hardwood floor, so that'll be kind of fun. I'll be playing with those Hot Wheels, too.
Wow, it'll be like Home Alone. Slip.
Some other quotes here. Mr. Schiavo stayed out of sight, but his lawyer, George Filo, said that he cradled his wife as her breathing ceased and her limbs grew cold, while his older brother and his lawyers and some of the hospice workers who tended to Ms. Schiavo looked on.
So he was there. So I honestly don't believe that he didn't give a shit. I think it's very selfish of her parents and her family to want to keep her alive.
Yeah, that's one thing that actually I think I may have that here.
Yeah. I honestly do not believe that Terri Schiavo's mother, father, sister, anybody else right there gave a shit about her.
Until they had to. Ms. Schiavo's overriding concern here was to provide for Terri a peaceful death with dignity. Or Mr. Schiavo, excuse me.
Mr., yes.
Mr. Filios, the lawyer again, said in an afternoon news conference this death was not for the siblings and not for the spouse and not for the parents. This was for Terri.
Yes.
In other words, it was kind of one of those deals where...
Yeah, I don't believe at all that Terri Schiavo would have wanted to have lived that way. I think it's kind of a moral thing. We're like, well. I like I say, dude, we've had this discussion before.
Yeah, we have. We've had this discussion quite a bit.
Yeah, and I'm sure you wouldn't want to be in that state either.
I wouldn't. I really
wouldn't.
And actually, my wife has a living will. I'm going to be getting one.
Right, right.
So yeah, I don't. No,
see,
that's not how I like to.
Yeah, and like I say, I think that more than likely, I think Terri Schiavo's parents personally are more in the wrong than. Her husband, whatever his name is, Mr. Schiavo.
We'll just say Mr. Schiavo.
Right. Because like I say, dude, he was trying to fulfill his wife's last wishes right there and give her a very decent, if not somewhat honorable, death. I think her parents simply did not want her to die because they couldn't handle the grief of losing a child.
You know, and that's an understandable thing. I've seen that grief. I mean, my grandmother lost my dad to one of my uncles and one of my aunts. So, I mean, I could see that. I really can. It's a horrible thing when the parent outlives the child. They were mentioning in their chat room a little bit ago the autopsy. This is also from the article.
Oh, yeah.
Within hours of her death, Ms. Schiavo's body was transported to the Pinellas County Medical Examiner's Office, where the autopsy will be performed to determine the cause of her death, like the direct cause. We all know it was
starvation,
dehydration, but they got to do it officially. A spokesman from that office said that the autopsy would be completed within 24 hours, the body released to Mr. Schiavo, but that the report on its conclusions may not be finished for several weeks.
Apparently, aside from my RoboCop analogy, it appears that Akari is a bit confused as well. Terri Schiavo was a regular woman. She did not become Spawn. So she is not leaving Satan's armies against God.
We have some very colorful people in that chat room. Autopsies of people who die in a persistent vegetative state show extensive cell death throughout the cerebral cortex.
Oh, yeah.
It's your brain, kids.
Dude, her mind was liquefied.
Yeah, the seat of consciousness, and, you know, this damage is almost always obvious in a post-mortem review, says the doctor doing the autopsy. Mr. Schiavo, 41, plans to cremate his wife and bury her remains in his family plot outside of Philadelphia, where both he and his wife grew up. The lawyer did not discuss specific burial plans, but friends of Schindler said they were planning on a separate funeral service for cemetery in Florida.
Well, I have another question for you. And for the listeners, of course, because you're all included in this conversation. Do you believe in such thing as mercy killing?
Explain and define the best you can.
Terri Schiavo. Do you think that her husband, not just in the eyes of the law, but you know the spiritual sense of the matter right there, do you think her husband is guilty of murder? Or causing the death of another?
How? Because she brought herself to that state.
Right.
He
right.
kept her alive for 15
even though
years.
We could mechanically keep her body alive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I saw it on spankwagon.net between you and Red Rum making the discussion that you have enough. There is enough technology in this planet to make anybody live. Granted, we're not going to turn people into $6 million men or women.
Well, what worries
but we have enough technology that no one really has to die because we could still pump blood or still do this, but you would be brain dead or you would have just no life, real life.
Right. And see, what worry? You're basically just another version of, well, Mike the Chicken. What worries me about this kind of stuff that's going on...
Mike the Chicken.
Mike the Chicken. You don't know who Mike the Chicken is?
I may not.
Okay. Mike the Chicken was a...
Listeners may definitely not.
Yes. Mike the Chicken was a... I don't know if he...
Is that the chicken with his head cut off?
Yeah. And what happened there is the cut wasn't clean, so there's actually technically just a little bit of the cerebral cortex left, which kept the damn thing alive.
Yeah, for about 2 years.
And the only reason it died was someone clogged its feeding tube and it choked to death.
Yep, there was actually a living chicken with no head.
Yeah, because there's just enough of the cerebral cortex left to go
ahead and keep
the motor functions
going. Some stuff that I've learned from like psychology and so on and so forth, that when you're brain damaged, your brain does a really decent job of trying to compensate the best it can. You know, if you have damage to your front that affects motor skills or something like that, they will actually reroute pathways to the back of your brain to try to do motor skills.
Uh-huh.
So when you see people who've like lost all motor skills because of a head injury, but yet they get it all back, those brain cells that were injured are still injured. They are dead brain cells. But
yeah.
The ones, you know, but other parts of your brain will take over and perform that function for you. You know, so that's an interesting thing.
Very interesting indeed. And like I said, it's just something that I've always been kind of curious about. Of, you know, hey, you know, do you consider that murder or not?
Yeah.
Because you think it's murder.
No.
Like Terri Schiavo.
No, I to be honest, I don't, you know.
Because like I said,
I don't feel that what has happened is murder. I feel what has happened is
you think
it isn't a mercy killing. I think it's saying, okay, you know what? You can't do this on your own. Your brain is gone. I mean, to be completely honest, what
right.
was next? Really, what was next? If they decided to keep her on all this mechanics, there would have been a point where her body would not have been probably able to process food.
Yeah.
And there would have been a point where her body would have lost complete control and would have shut down anyway. There was no turning back. Matter of fact, I thought I saw a CAT scan.
Yes, I saw that CAT scan, yeah.
And it showed a picture of a normal brain, very full, very active, and a brain.
Hers was just dead.
I don't think it was hers. I think it was someone else that had a, you know, was a vegetable state.
No, that was
hers. Was that hers? Okay,
yeah,
and
it
had
was like
just giant black
down.
Spots.
It looked like a cock.
Very well said, I think, yes.
Yes, that was her.
Oh, okay.
She had cock mind.
Great. We know what she was thinking when she got her stroke. So that was pretty much that. Now, I'm looking at the clock here. Yeah, we got some time.
We have a little bit of time.
We got a little bit of time. So, you know, now we're just kind of waiting and seeing if anything happens with the Pope. Because the Pope right now, you know, in his vegetative state, his medical conditions, they're saying he can go anytime now. So, I don't know. I guess it's just...
the Pope, what's it going to become of him?
Although, here's my question. Now, when we do Dead Celebrity here in a little bit, you know...
Oh, Jesus, our plate's full.
You know, our plate's either half full or, you know, we got stuff ready to go for next week.
Well,
you know?
The Pope is near death.
Still near death? Nothing new?
There's nothing new.
From CNN.
Hey, the Schiavo autopsy is complete, but they don't have the results yet.
No, they're not going to have the results. Like I said in that quote, they're not going to have it for a while, so...
I hope somebody has videotaped it so I can download it.
Ew. Ew. No, thank you. No medical fucking history for me.
What, didn't you just like Alien Autopsy?
Did I like what? You know, I thought it was really cool. I liked some of the stuff, but...
You're such a geek. You suck. Get away from me.
Shut up.
Alien Autopsy was lame.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was kind of funny. I
wow,
mean, I saw
that,
it for
man.
The sense of humor and entertainment. That's
people are lighting
candles?
Coffee filters on fire outside of the Vatican.
Jesus. All right, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Wow, we've been doing a nice mellow tone, and you do that.
I want to get everybody all excited.
Okay, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I am your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the infallible Claude Balls.
And remember, if you want to join us at any time, you can either get online and chat with us. You go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat, or if you're techno geek, irc.slashnet.org, pound LV Rocks, or
1-866-LV-ROCKS. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
You forgot the...
I'm sorry. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, 383-8120.
Are you too busy reading the news to join this conversation?
Actually, no, I was just... Whoa, Neil Young had a brain aneurysm.
Jesus!
God damn, man!
Everybody's gotta go,
the Reaper
they're
came
all
calling, dude.
Fucking weak. Neil Young, recovering rocker, 59, remains in hospital after being treated for brain aneurysm.
Keep on rocking, and ah, my head! Wow, we're going to have to do some Neil Young music in here, too, man.
We may have to do that for the break. Actually, you know what? I really need to switch gears, because I think we're done. Is this going to be the last we talk about Terry Schiavo?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
can you bring him in the chat room?
Awesome music or something, I guess, to be tasteless.
You know, I just want to say this is going to be the last of Terry Schiavo. So everybody, let's give a moment of silence for the fact that now media has played out the entire deal with Terry Schiavo. And we're done. All right, so that's
so
that.
Now the Pope is having a feeding tube
so
in his
nostril. So let's
talk
about the Pope dying, because now that'll be in the fucking news all day long. I'm debating. I got 20 minutes. Do you mind if I actually do some music stuff?
Neil Young, man. Fuck, man. Everybody's dying, dude.
Everybody's got to go. It's just some people are going
with a
lot of media.
Everybody wants to go at once, dude.
Yeah, really. Vert's asking, will the Pope be an honorary dead celebrity this week? No. We'll wait until the Pope actually kicks it.
Dude, you know, I can only do that so often, man. I'm not pulling another...
The Duke only runs, like, once.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not doing Arafat, too. Which already happened. Somebody reported he was dead.
We did Arafat, and then we also did ODB had like multiple deaths.
Four deaths, man.
All
ODB.
In the same day. That was a miracle. By the way, we're changing gears. We're tired of talking about death. I've got music, so we're doing a music review right now.
I was going to do a music review too of a CD I found in a parking lot in Pasadena, but it was all like Arabic.
Interesting. I don't know why, but okay.
It's like, hara khachuvata.
Hey, at least he got the little guitar. I don't know. All right, basically, here's what's going on, folks. I have a friend of my wife's. Her boyfriend plays in this band called Wish. Now, this band is based out of Waterloo, Iowa, my hometown.
Hey, is that the one that was on TV?
Your
wife's friend?
I may have been.
Bryn?
No.
Yeah,
no.
She was on TV, I saw her.
Yeah. Yeah, she was on TV for something like for
she
the
looks
school
different
district.
Sober.
Yeah. By the way, no, this is different. This is my wife's friend from Iowa, and this is a band called Wish.
Wish.
I got a complimentary CD because, you know, doing a little music review.
Cool.
You can't beat free music. I mean, well, you can if it sucks, but
dude, trust me, man. Nothing. You can't beat anything that's free.
Yeah, I don't know. I
go to the music store. Ask them for samplers and stuff, dude. I got this bitching cassette of Cassius, man. This like electro group from France.
Interesting.
Pretty good.
I'll remember that. Maybe we have to start doing that. The band Wish. I don't know if they have a website.
The band is Wish. It's not the band's wish to have a website.
Yeah, the band's wish is to have a website. Actually, the band is called Wish. Like I said, they're based out of Waterloo, Iowa. It's good music, actually. You could definitely tell a lot of influences from Modest Mouse, Nine Inch Nails. Just a lot of good music.
Is this Korn on the cover?
No, that's actually the band.
No, this. Is this a Korn Husky?
I have no clue. It's like all hand-drawn, the cover art.
I didn't know.
So, I don't know either.
Maybe it's paying tribute, man.
Hey, it could. Iowa. I mean, look at what whatchamacallit.
Look at Riverside, Iowa from Invasion, Iowa.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. look at what Korn did with, Iowa. Not Korn. Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Slipknot.
Slipknot. Why did I think Korn? I'm an idiot.
Because of Korn.
From Iowa.
There's Korn in Iowa.
There's Korn in Iowa. God, thank you. I'm so glad I have you here with me.
And I'm so glad that finally got caught on air. Korn on the brain and in the stool.
Definitely in the stool. All right, so we're going to... I don't remember even hitting that button. Let's try that again, because I don't even remember hitting that button. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play their one of their songs. It's going to be, let's see, The Agnostic off of their album, and it's a self-titled album.
This is a goth band?
No, it's not a goth band.
Okay,
it's
cool.
It's definitely not a goth band. So let me go ahead and cue this shit up. What'd I say, 7?
Yes, cue that shit up.
Let's cue that shit up. You're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back in a moment.
like the closing on that song, dude.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's very Yoshimi versus the robots.
Yeah, I could see that. I can totally see that. So that was the band called Wish. I don't know when they're going to be playing next. I don't really honestly have a website, but you know, once I actually get a little more information about like a website for them and concert dates, I will make sure to put that up onto the wagon for everyone. They are
cool.
Based out of the Midwest, based free out of Waterloo. Hey, you got to give them free plugs, especially when you know people. You had a news story.
Yes, we have Neil Young, dude. Neil Young.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and cover it, because you found more information on the Neil Young story.
Neil Young was treated for...
Not Neil Diamond, folks.
Yes,
just want
not
to point
Neil Diamond. Yes, not, so they don't want to be confused like you. Neil Young apparently was treated for a brain aneurysm this week, and he's still hospitalized, although doctors expect a full recovery. How you can do that, I don't know.
Well, I mean, a brain aneurysm, I mean...
59 years old. That's a little young to have some fucking brain shit going
no,
on,
no, no. My dad had an aneurysm when he was 59.
He must have been hitting a little of the reefer there.
Nope.
Some acid?
Nope.
Well, you never can tell.
Keep moving on.
I'm just saying, man. I found out your in-laws were potheads, okay? No, the sound is supposed to be the other way, inhaling. There you go.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Dr. Pierre Gobin performed a... he's the guy who performed some medical procedure on that saved his life, or did something anyhow.
He had a dangerous brain aneurysm, was treated successfully, and
yes.
it was a minimally invasive
neural radiology team that
so
performed it.
Basically.
He's now resting comfortably.
All right.
Which means, yeah, you're not poking him, yeah.
Hey, look what happens when I poke him here. Oh.
We strongly recommend that he not travel for several days. I don't know about you. I have a hole in my fucking head. I don't think I'm getting out of bed.
Yeah, that's kind of the last thing. Traveling to the bathroom is too much of a challenge for me. Is it breezy in here?
God damn.
You have a headache only because you actually are sleeping on the left side of your head, not the right side of your head.
Literally. Aneurysm was discovered when Young's vision became blurry after attending the March 14th induction ceremonies for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, I'll tell you why his vision was blurry to begin with.
Yeah, dude. It's for cataracts, man. Yeah, they said he's expected to resume normal activity soon.
Cool.
So yeah, I guess they caught this before he had
caught
a stroke.
Caught it before he had a stroke, so that's awesome.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Neil Young, not our dead celebrity this week.
No. I mean, yeah, you think that's awesome, yeah, because, you know, hey, I really like Harvest Moon, yeah.
Well, you know, you're a big fan. You know, the fact is that we don't have yet another dead celebrity.
Neil Young has, like, one song he did on his own I like, and pretty much, unless he's with Buffalo Springfield, I ain't listening.
Well, there you go. All right, well, anyhow, you are listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls.
And what we're going to do right now is we're actually... I know we just played music, but we're actually going to go to our official break now.
Yeah.
Claude Balls has the music queued up, so we're going to go ahead and cut to our break. We'll be back in a few moments.
Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you. listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm way hurt by Earl because I'm an idiot.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Yo, B, this track is slamming. What is this shiznit?
Check it. Brief History of Rhyme MC Hawkins' Greatest Hits.
A Brief History of Rhyme MC Hawkins' Greatest Hits? Yo, that sounds dope. Where can I download the MP3s?
Download? Biatch, I bought this music.
Whoa, hold up. You can buy music? That's right, Brash Music is proud to present A Brief History of Rhyme MC Hawking's Greatest Hits, featuring 16 digitally remastered tracks from the undisputed king of theoretical gangsta astrophysics, including such hits as The Mighty Stephen Hawking.
I am the mighty Stephen Hawking. I am dope like LSD. I am fly, I kick it old school. I'll tell you that for free.
All my shootings be drive-bys.
There's nowhere to run, don't even try, cause all my shootings be drive-bys.
And of course, the timeless classic, Fuck the Creationists.
Fuck the damn creationists, those bunch of dumb ambitious. Every time I think of them, my greater finger itches. They want to have their bullshit taught in public class. Stephen Jay Gould should put his foot right up their ass.
A Brief History of Rhyme, MC Hawking's Greatest Hits, collects dope booty-shaking tracks spanning MC Hawking's entire brilliant career, together on one CD for the first time ever. You'll get old-school funky jams from back in the day, like The Hawkman Cometh.
Consider this a warning, your first and last. I hit the scene, it's like a bomb blast. I am become dead, the destroyer of words, G. The Hawkman Cometh, and I'm bringing hell with me.
You'll also get hard-hitting tracks like The Big Bazang, featuring MC Hawking's thunderous rap metal band, Dark Matter.
It was a big
big pow piz out bang a tang diggy boom ka boom ka big bang. A big pow piz out bang a tang diggy boom ka boom ka big bang.
Purchased separately, a collection like this could cost upwards of as many dollars as there are neutrinos in a 40. But Brass Music is making this remarkable CD available to you for the outrageously low price of $13.98. Don't wait. Visit mchawking.com to order yours today.
Damn, A Brief History of Rhyme, MC Hawking's Greatest Hits is straight up booyah. Yo, G, you gots to let me borrow that shiznit.
No, my brother, you gots to buy your own.
For real?
Word.
Nobody says word anymore, yo.
Get the fuck out of my house.
A Brief History of Rhyme, MC Hawking's Greatest Hits. Visit www.mchawking.com and order yours today. Only $13.98 plus shipping and handling. That's www.mchawking.com. A Brief History of Rhyme, MC Hawking's Greatest Hits. You gots to buy your own.
Not available at Walmart or anywhere VeggieTales is sold.
That's classic.
Yeah, I kind of figured you'd like that.
If only it was real.
Yeah, well, no, that is real. That CD is a real CD.
Really?
There's a guy out there with the MC Hawking sound box.
Well, you know what, man? We're going to have to blast the funky jams.
We really need to get a hold of that one.
Yes. We'll cruise and blast that shit out. All my killings be drive-bys.
Okay. By the way, this is killing me. This is fucking killing me. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
You can find us online at spankwagon.net, and you can listen to us online through LV Rocks or your syndicate of choice. If you want to join us in the chat room now would be a good time because we're coming up to Mad Props. But,
of course,
you can do that by spankwagon.net, cam and chat, or if you're really cool and computer geek like irc.slashnet.org, pound. LV Rocks. So you could join us with the last of our second half of the show. Now, I don't know if I want to do this thing, but,
What's that?
Well, you know, today is April Fool's Day.
Today is April
Fool's Day. And everybody here who has their cam webcam page, because, you know, we actually come to you in high fidelity color.
High fidelity.
Webcam extraordinaires. Well, Diggs here, the station manager, is sitting in the chat room, and he's like, what the fuck is going on with my image? Because, like, the Las Vegas, we have the little studio sign that's backwards on the webcam. Well, let me just go ahead.
Go ahead. This was what we call in the industry a camera trick. There's no mirrors involved, so we didn't lie. It was simply a camera trick. And I would say that, yes, that did probably work out to be a very good prank because, after all, apparently in the chat room, Diggs was completely worried that there was a problem. Yeah, go to the chat room right now. Go to the camera, and you can see it's normal now if you refresh the image. We just simply put the camera onto reverse to mirror the image back. There were no mirrors involved or anything. But these are camera tricks. This is the type of trick photography we are involved with. Because we're very cool. We have some Hollywood production here.
You know what the sad part is? The overly sad part.
Yes,
that's a Diggs camera.
Yes.
So,
anywho, so yes, it was an April Fool's prank.
Yes,
jeez.
Do not mess with the server, Diggs.
Quit. Don't worry about your damn Java. You know, it was nothing that big. It's back to normal.
Yes.
You know, like 2 weeks ago I did, God, will you quit showing the Pope?
I love the Pope's O face.
You
got a
cop. Fox News hates the Pope. They're going to show that as his.
Yeah, go to Fox News and, check out the story on the Pope, you know. And they have these pictures of him, dude. And
he's
they have
doing the O face.
The Pope has his O face, dude. It's nasty.
Yeah, it's a scary, scary thought. All right. Hey, why don't we go ahead and, do you got the stuff queued up for, Mad Props?
I've always got the stuff. You know what? It's ready, but I can't say it. Let's just leave it at that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the time in Spank Wagon Radio where we acknowledge you, the faithful listeners, by giving you all
Mad Props. Excuse me. Damn.
Yeah, really. So here's what we're going to do. Everybody that's sitting in the chat room right now is going to get the Mad Props because we really appreciate you.
That's correct.
So first off, let's give Mad Props to Diggs.
Mad Props.
Let's give it up to Kilroy McFadden.
Mad Props.
Let's give it up for Rocker Dude, Mad Props. Let's give it up for Ikari.
Yeah, because we didn't read the entire name. It'll take too long.
Yeah, really.
Mad Props.
Let's give it up for Virtual One.
Mad Props.
And finally, last but not least, the Curse.
Mad Props.
Enable it in reverse.
I didn't record it in reverse.
What'd
you say when I was playing that in reverse? It was like two Jewish guys arguing.
Yeah, it sounded like a couple of Jewish guys arguing in Yiddish.
Nice, there you go. So that was your Mad Props for this week. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon available at spankwagon.net and other fine resources.
Other fine resources, very nicely put.
Yeah,
anyhow, let's go into some Michael Jackson news.
You want to get some Michael Jackson news?
Yeah, after all the serious testimony of Michael Jackson's molestation trial, so far there actually has been now a moment of levity on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, when testimony called for a definition of cuddling. Flight attendant Cynthia Bell took the stand to talk about what she observed between the singer and the accuser during a flight back from Miami on Jackson's private jet. Prosecutor asks, they asked Bell if she ever saw Jackson cuddling with the accuser. She said she saw him put his arm around the boy while listening to music. When asked if she considered that cuddling, Bell said, well, depends on what your definition of cuddling is.
Cuddling.
When asked what her definition was, Bell said, smiling, well, I'd have to show you. Observers in the classroom burst out laughing. Prosecutor Gordon Enchilohoncha. You fucking pronounce that shit.
Let me give this a try.
Gordon
Auch in Klaus. I think.
Okay.
Colonel Klink.
Colonel Klink asked the judge if he could approach the witness for a little demonstration. Oh, but this gets good. But before anything like cuddling could happen, the witness chair literally broke. So, like, she's, like, getting ready to get all lawyer freaky to define cuddling, and all of a sudden the chair just snaps. There's karma.
Yeah. It's kind of a sign, you know? I wouldn't call it karma. It's a sign from above. Like how, during the filming of The Passion of the Christ, the dude was up on the crucifix and got struck by lightning.
If there's any sign anywhere, that is a definite, definite sign.
Most certainly.
All right, where are we at? Because, definition of cuddling. What would you define cuddling as?
Definition of cuddling? I would probably say cuddling would involve either, could be the spoon position.
Okay.
Or could be face-to-face.
Okay.
But would definitely involve not only like physical hugging, but I would probably say there would have to be some sort of oral contact in the form of kisses as well.
You see, now I don't see kisses as cuddling. I see cuddling as in holding or embracing, but not just a hug, but actually kind of wrapping around a person.
Okay.
Anybody else want to give us their two cents? We don't want this chat room. Let's
next
give
time you
come
with your wife, see if you kiss her.
Oh, I will. I mean, that's a
there
given.
You go. Aha.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't see kissing as part of cuddling as so much as
you don't
cuddling.
Think so?
Not really.
You ever cuddled with your wife and not kissed?
Yeah, there's been times.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been times. Your definitions of cuddling, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120. Give us a call. Let us know what you guys think cuddling is. Anywho.
Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting. And this Michael Jackson case, I can't wait till Monday. They're supposed to have some maid who worked there. It says she saw some seriously inappropriate shit going on.
Really?
Yeah, she was the only one besides Jackson who had a key to his bedroom.
Interesting. Now, you've heard about
Jackson
as a former bodyguard.
I don't know the full story on that.
Okay.
But I do know that she claims that he and others chased her with a taser around the Neverland Ranch.
Nice. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess if you own a theme park, why not have a couple Scooby-Doo moments? Jesus Christ. No,
God,
but
he looks like old man Withers.
The former bodyguard of Michael Jackson actually has been, one of them has been arrested here in Vegas for bank robbery and armed robbery. Basically, they're saying now that could jeopardize the fact that he was going to be one of the really good witnesses
for
the Jackson case. Well, not anymore now that he's been arrested. His credibility is completely out the fucking window.
Give it time. We'll see.
By the way, Akari brings up definitions of cuddling on the web. Caressing, affectionate play. So no kissing, just caressing and affectionate play. So
very well.
There's a web definition. If anybody has any rubbing, you just describe what people do when they do a car wash.
But if only I had some Barry White singing, put it in.
Oh, yeah. Let's apply the wax.
Look, I can't do Barry
White. Is
that
Barry White or Mal Bojan?
I know.
Hell yeah. Can't get enough of Jason Witten.
No, I can't do that.
Jesus.
I can't.
God. Car ears being the absolute uber geek. He's bringing up cuddle to fondle in the arms, hug tenderly. Verb.
Uber geek my ass, dude. Anybody can go to dictionary.com.
Hey, damn it, but no one else did but him, so he gets the title. Is that okay by you?
The title, no. Perhaps a cookie or a Scooby snack in this case.
Yeah, definitely a Scooby snack.
Michael Jackson.
So that's cuddling. Well, now that we know that Akari has totally thread-killed it, no one's going to call because people don't know how to pick up the fucking phone.
Well, Akari said it, so why should I?
Why should I call and give my 2 cents? Anywho, that's what's going on there. So Michael Jackson. You now, the bodyguard, though, I guess, like I said, strong-arm robbery. They were going to call him as a witness, but now it's like, I don't know about this. Yeah, don't
Michael Jackson is just a damn weirdo. There's no other way.
Well,
to put
we've talked about Michael Jackson. We've made fun of him, you know, completely and utterly and totally. There's no joke left to tell that we haven't, you know, started insulting or joking or saying something about. So
curses, my Carl Aqua Teen Hunger Force did not save to my.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, I had a soundboard for Carl.
Oh, nice.
Damn it, that would have been very appropriate this time.
Yeah, really. So, do you got anything to bring today?
Do I have anything to bring today? Well, you know what? I did leave that CD at home because I thought it would be boring just listening to foreign music and stuff like that.
Okay. But you found a CD. You,
yeah.
Now, let's tell people because you were actually... Last Sunday, I call it because... Or Saturday. I call it because I'm like, I'm out of the track. I'm watching some cars. I'm like, you know, yeah, right on. Dude, yeah, Claude's got to get out here. Ring him up because his normally... Now, you guys got to understand. Normally, if Claude Balls isn't here at the studio or isn't at work or isn't in my garage... Think of those three places, working on his car. He is at home, sleeping.
Yeah.
Or online, fapping. So, get that image. Now, I call up on Saturday thinking, okay, he's either at home sleeping or fapping. Either way, he'll still pick up the phone because I'm calling him on his business phone.
Fapping. Yes, might I give a shout-out to Sandy Rose at the OG. I saw her porn. Pretty good.
There you go. So, anyhow, I give him a call.
Hey.
I'm like, hey, what you doing? Nothing. So instantly he says nothing. I know, first off, he's not fapping then because he isn't busy with something. So I know he's just sitting there chilling out, probably watching TV or surfing. Okay, nothing. Oh, cool. Come on down to the track. I can't. What the fuck you mean you can't? Come on down. No, I'm in Pasadena. The hell you say?
I was down in California, down in Los Angeles.
What were you doing down there?
Went on a food run. Went to GMLE's. Went to the cobbler factory in Pasadena.
Good stuff.
Yoshinoya. You finally got to have Yoshinoya beef bowl.
Yeah, and you know what? It was horrible beef, but pretty damn tasty all around.
That's the idea. It's the worst cuts of chicken and beef with some very well-steamed vegetables, and they sell it to you relatively cheap.
Very cheap, very
if
good.
If only they had it here, dude, they would like be busy nonstop.
Probably would.
Because most of them are 24 hours.
That's interesting.
Perfect for Vegas, but unfortunately they don't have it. Tommy Burgers, nothing memorable there. And if you can ever go get the chili cheeseburger at Carl's, they have Tommy Burgers down pat completely. So Tommy Burgers to me, if go to Carl's Jr., you got the experience, move on.
Okay, there you go.
But, yes, very, very
good. So you basically went down to Pasadena just for food and...
It was Pasadena.
Sightseeing just to remember the old home.
Remind me why I left, yes. Good call. Even drove to the beach, man, sort of. Drove down to Santa... took Sunset Boulevard all the way to its dead end.
Okay.
At the ocean. Pretty cool.
Very cool.
Akari says, God damn it, I still haven't gotten to Yoshinoya. Akari, you have no one to blame but yourself, and I hope you are shamed because of that. Yoshinoya is worth the trip.
So there you go. So a little bit of a food run. So yeah, I was doing that. And of course, tomorrow I know that both of us are actually going to be out to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for Mopars at the Strip.
Yes, we will be there tomorrow.
West Coast, one of the West Coast largest Mopar, that's Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth.
I'll be taking my camera. I'm hopefully looking for some Roadrunners. If you're looking for a project car, there is a 1972 Dodge Demon in the paper.
Ooh.
$1,500 or best offer.
Oh.
V8 does not say cubic inches, but it says it does come with an 8 3/4 rear end.
Mmm.
$1,500 or best offer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyhow, yeah, we'll be at Mopars of the Strip, so that's going to be our big thing. Maybe we'll put up some video next week or try to put up some video sometime of what we do out there.
Wait, Akari says I'd still have to compare their beef bowl to the ones at Ikiza here.
Ikiza? Ikiza would be hard to beat. Well, you know what?
Where's this Ikiza? Because if it tastes like beef bowl, I'm there.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, let's talk Chinese food. Let's talk Japanese beef bowls. Because
yes,
Japanese beef bowls are delicious if they're done.
You like
right.
it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
It's a little greasy, yeah.
It's a little greasy. It was a little fatty, but it was pretty damn
good.
Dude,
the flavors, man, the spices.
It was really fucking good. It was very, very filling, which is very hard to say for any food, you know, unless it's served in that kind of quantity. I mean, I don't know. Anywho, I'm dying here.
It's very good, actually. Beef bowl, if nobody's had it, it's like yoshinoya.com or some shit like that.
Okay. So anyhow.
Kicks ass.
Anywho, do we have any news, topics, information, anything you want to bring up?
Anything I want to bring up? I was bringing up something right now right here for this. I was going to show you.
Okay, he's showing me something online. What are you doing?
Okay. That's going to prove you wrong, actually.
Well, you're going online. You're going to ogvegas.com/girls. Okay, where are you going? Well, at least you're not going to them. Ah! It's like Sandra Bernhardt fucking crashed hard. What the hell was that? Oh, my God.
Hold on. There's a reason for this.
Oh, Jesus.
Hold on. I ran across this accidentally.
Yeah, right. No one runs across porn accidentally. Especially not you. All right. Yeah, I accidentally found porn. Yeah, no, you did not. Oh, hey, it's the same Sandra Bernhardt reject.
Yeah, so who says there's no sex in the champagne room? Sometimes it's off-site.
Let's hope they don't get busted like they did at Treasures. Local strip club here in town, you know, had a little bit of a problem with the prostitution kind of going on around it. And they lost their liquor license. They lost their license for a while there. They're coming back, though.
So. Big deal, dude. It's not gonna, dude. Nobody's gonna want to go to a place that got busted like that because they're gonna know that, you know, dude. Nobody's gonna do anything there now.
Yeah, really. It's now, gonna be the most tame strip club on the planet.
Yes, it doesn't matter if other strip clubs are straight or not.
Okay.
Because people still want that fantasy of going into the champagne room.
Of course.
And might I say, okay, that the Olympic Gardens website was very well laid out. How much will it cost? Anywhere between 20 and on up. How much you choose to pamper yourself. I've never heard a man being told he can pamper himself. Clever wording. I'm not knocking it. It was just pamper?
Yeah.
I don't consider a lap dance a pampering. Massage? Okay.
Okay, okay.
Giving a facial? Okay.
By the way, Akari is coming back with the Chinese food. It's called Ichiza. It's at so it's Spring Mountain. It's in our... Okay, and if you're not in Vegas, let me explain something. Vegas has a Chinatown.
Dude, it's a...
It's a glorified strip mall.
Yeah, with some Chinese architecture.
With Chinese architecture. It's a horrible... I mean, it's not a Chinatown. I've been to San Francisco. San Francisco is a Chinatown.
Virtual one, you are completely wrong. White Castle is horrible.
No. He's asking, worst fast food in the world, White Castle Burgers. He's saying that. He's stating that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was asking if anybody liked White Castle.
I like White Castles, but I like the stuff that you can get for, in the freezer section. Of the
chicken place. Doesn't come in rings.
No, they don't sell that. They just sell the little burgers.
Bullshit, dude. I went to White Castle and got chicken rings.
No, I'm saying in the freezer section at a grocery store here in
Vegas.
They
still suck ass.
You can buy the regular White Castles, and I like those.
White Castles smell like fertilizer.
Well, maybe there, but they don't here. So, by the way, Trench Claude, I'd be up for a quick run to Ikiza if you guys want beef bowls tonight. I'll pay.
Do you want to take him up on that?
I don't know. We're down at 8, so is he.
If it's good, hell, I'll
pay. I'm just worried because tomorrow morning is going to be a really bright fucking early morning.
Tomorrow! Waking up early, the Asker.
Wait, I'm losing it here. I'm talking about nothing.
No,
give me a topic.
Give you a topic.
By the way, anybody on the cam, the image is straight.
Yeah, there we go. It's not gay.
Silly.
Image is straight. I was going to say something. I forgot what it was. Oh, yes. You were wanting to hold off on this, and I don't know why, dude. Invasion Iowa.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You've seen
it. Dude, I liked it.
I watched it for a little bit and just kind of went,
ugh. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was completely hilarious. The stuff that William Shatner...
By the way, Invasion Iowa, William Shatner, last summer went to... What sound?
Riverside, Iowa.
Riverside, Iowa. and basically made people feel or think that he was going to create a science fiction movie.
Called Invasion Iowa.
Yes, called Invasion Iowa.
Basically, there's this one girl. She's a girl. She becomes the mother of the Gerlachs.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to impregnate her, okay? And they send back this Dominate Destroynix 2000 or something like that, dude.
Jesus, this is horrible B-movie material.
Yes, it is. The acting's horrible, dude. And they literally did a casting call for these locals here in Riverside, Iowa. And the acting right there, it's pretty horrible. When this girl, she's 18, turns to William Shatner and says, "I would rather carry your seed than the seed that would destroy the earth."
Unreal.
In like the worst voice ever, dude.
Unreal.
It was absolutely atrocious.
So in other words, horrible fucking acting.
And what they do is it's not just a movie that they're filming to make fun of people. It's like Cassie's locals and stuff.
Yeah.
Shatner has his own spiritual guidance guy.
Oh God.
Who like teaches them, like, everybody, if you want to like be happy at somebody or like show them affection, you throw them a love bomb.
What the fuck is a love bomb? I obviously missed this.
He goes, "Love bomb!" And, like, you know, flings his hands at somebody.
You have got to be
shitting. No, I'm not. And everybody goes by this, dude. And he sells these things called shats.
Oh, no.
Dude, they're felt berets that come in green, yellow, and red to display your mood.
Unreal.
They're called shats.
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 And how many people in Iowa fucking have these now?
Dude, everybody was wearing them.
Unreal.
$15 for three.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, but Riverside, Iowa, Shatner, you're a bunch of fucking morons.
Dude, Shatner is great.
All right. Shatner
is a great actor, in my opinion, after seeing this.
Oh, really?
Because he can keep an incredibly straight face. Dude, there's just so many scenes. You have to see Invasion Iowa. It's great. They have this one guy, like, in Hollywood who does celebrity voices.
Okay.
And he does them dead on.
Okay.
Calls him up. "Yes, William, this is Sean Connery.
Oh.
I understand you're going to have a part in your film." You know, calls back and then pretend he's angry. So he hires this local guy from Riverside, Iowa, to, like, be his girl, or Guy Friday.
Uh-huh.
Like, his personal assistant. So they plan the call out. So William Shatner goes, "Okay, well, I got to use the restroom." So he goes in and he locks himself in the bathroom. He's got, like, a hidden camera to, like, you know, catch his face and stuff. He's not doing anything. He's just sitting there on the throne. And they have the guy call up his assistant. "Yes, this is Sean Connery. What's wrong with Max, the director, the producer, all of a sudden telling me I can't have what I want? You tell James T. Cocksucker to get on the phone right now." Stuff like this. The same guy calls back, dude, pretends he's like Morgan Freeman. "Hey, man, it's tonight's poker night." You know, like that. I can't do Morgan Freeman. This guy does Morgan Freeman dead fucking on.
Okay.
It's fantastic, dude. It's great, man. He goes, "I'm from the future. In the future, corn and beans are not grown in fields. They're grown in floating farms." "Corns and beans grown in the sky? I never heard of such hard worsh."
Who is that?
Some guy they cast, some local farmer.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, it's fucking hilarious.
I mean, they basically just totally is going to make that whole town look like a bunch of fucking morons. And you know what? They got duped. You know what?
You have to see it, dude.
I'm from Iowa. I don't want to watch more Iowans.
Dude.
You know, especially ones that get suckered by, of all people, a has-been actor. Okay, what is he known for? Kirk, that is it. What
he has
else?
An Emmy.
For that?
I don't know.
For Star Trek, doesn't he?
No.
I bet Rescue 911.
There's a
okay.
scene. There's
Kirk,
a
scene. Okay, William Shatner is a has-been.
Okay. All right, there's a scene where...
A town in Iowa got suckered by a has-been.
Well, okay, so William Shatner has his assistant, and the guy playing his nephew go down to the local fire department because they convinced the fireman that William Shatner is a big fan of fire trucks and stuff now after hosting Rescue 911. So William Shatner goes down and goes, "You guys are the real heroes. I appreciate everything you do." He goes, "Maybe we can start a fire and go to put it out."
Oh, no.
"Well, you know, I got this old car I don't need."
Oh.
They hacked this guy, went out, set this old Ford Escort on fire in a field. And Shatner got to, like, ride along in the truck, and he got to hold the hose. He sprayed it down with water and chemical foam and all this shit. Makes a complete mess. And they just want to make Shatner happy, dude, because they're so awestruck.
Unreal. By the way, everybody in the chat room is pointing out, don't forget T.J. Hooker.
Dude, he nailed Heather Locklear.
Also, have you heard his song? I guess he had one of his albums.
Has been, yeah. I've not heard that yet, but I've heard it.
So there you go. I mean, I have not heard the song. It's very prophetic, the fact that he has a song called Has Been.
Oh, man. Dude, his dramatic pauses are horribleness.
Is he doing it on purpose this time?
Yes, he's doing it on purpose, and everybody just eats it up alive. This one woman, dude, she's like pretty overweight. He goes, show me something. And she's like a cheerleader. Goes, show me one of your cheerleader bits. And she's
horrendously overweight?
Yeah.
So these people are kowtowing to this fucking has-been?
So what happens is he doesn't cast her as an actor, or excuse me, an actress. He casts her as this cue card girl.
Oh.
He has one scene where he goes, no, as he looks into like a camera on a boom that mm-hmm. like zooms out and goes up in the
right,
air.
Right.
And she has to hold up cue cards to say, no, and switch to, oh.
Nice.
It's you got to see it, dude. They're not making fun of Iowans. I didn't see it that way. They make fun of people who are starstruck, and it's hilarious. They go into this like 100-year-old church, mm-hmm. and Shatner keeps trying to convince the priest to let him break one of the stained glass windows.
Oh my God!
So for their big confrontation scene in the church. I don't. The guy's pretty adamant. He doesn't want it done. So who knows if they actually got to do it?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you and I guess our experiences are different living out here. We've seen celebrities. we've been...
We've got to see Invasion Iowa, dude.
We've elbow rubbed with a few. You know, we've done commercials and
real shoots. I insulted Jim Belushi.
Yeah, you really insulted Jim
Which
Belushi.
One is he, Jim or James? I can't remember which one's dead.
Dead, yeah. I mean, and in all honesty, I can understand that because an Iowa man, I mean, what do you have going for you, especially Riverside, Iowa? Why don't you listen?
They're the future birthplace of Captain
James T. Kirk. Yes,
that's what they have going.
That's
for
what
them.
They've got going for. Let's look it up. Let's look up Riverside, Iowa, on Google. Come on, let's see what. Let's pull some nice, wonderful statistics of this fucking hole. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, you're a bunch of morons.
If Google will load,
yeah, Google will load. By the way, Google actually made a change today on the anniversary of the launching of Google the Gmail. They
uh-huh.
upped it to 2 gig. So Riverside, Iowa, detailed profile, travel, real estate, dum-dum-dum. Riverside, Iowa news. No, that's all. You know, they're all excited to have an Indian casino.
Ooh. Maps, Murphy's Bar and Grill in Riverside, Iowa.
And it has a website.
Dude, and that's actually in the show, too. There's like, they have like some scenes there. Every day they like show the scenes of what they shot for the day. And these people are so excited to see each other on camera. Fucking fantastic. You have to see this, man. Don't think that they're making fun of Iowans. Realize they're making fun of common folk.
Okay. Change the IA to Iowa. We got to get some like statistics here. We really do. Or City of Riverside, Iowa, or something like that.
Hey, here we go.
First fucking link. Future birthplace of James T. Kirk. God damn these people.
On RoadsideAmerica.com. That's RoadsideAmerica.com, by the way, is a great website. I'll throw them on the site. They have links to, like, Centralia, Pennsylvania, world's largest underground coal mine fire.
Oh, yeah, the one that's still burning.
Yeah.
One that's been burning for so long, they just put in pipes.
Dude, these are the pictures of the place that he eats at there.
Unreal.
These people are excited. Like, we haven't seen anything like this since they were up there in that other place filming Field of Dreams. All right, let's see here.
Just put in City of Riverside, Iowa. Because, I mean, that's part of the show.
Yeah, here's the penguin. You gotta see this, dude. It's fucking classic. This chick right there. Okay, she's an actress and she plays the lead role
okay.
in this thing.
Okay.
And she purposely plays like a ditzy, you know, I got the part by giving a blowjob type thing. So she takes the local woman aside, you know, and says, I'm writing a children's book. Okay? And the character's called Popo the Penguin.
Okay.
And this guy plays Shatner's neurotic assistant right there. This dude in this big, fluffy ass penguin suit in the middle of an Iowa summer.
Oh, the humidity has to be killing him.
In the sun.
The humidity has to be killing him.
So what happens is she has these, like, drawn pictures she claims to have drawn, and it's Popo the Penguin. And Popo the Penguin's got little tiny wings that you can hardly see. And she's jealous because all her friends have great big wings. So she feels really bad that none of the boy penguins pay attention to her because of her tiny wings. So she goes to the doctor who performs plastic surgery on her to give her big wings.
Bigger wings.
And then she was happy and everybody liked her. The end.
Oh, my God.
Like, so what do you think of my book? And they're like...
That's sending so wrong message.
It rhymes. And what's funny is they do an interview with her, the woman playing the character, and she's okay, so I just told these women this stuff, and I completely did this ass-backwards book. My goal here was to anger them, and I'm waiting for somebody to tell me that I shouldn't be doing this to get that I'm giving the wrong message out to kids. And they're like, well, you know, it's nice. You know, I liked it. It rhymes.
You know what? No, and I'll tell you exactly what that is. That is a character flaw of a lot of Iowans. They don't want to tell you you're an idiot. They just kind of want you to go away. And they're not going to really go, you're a fucking moron. Get the hell out of here, you dumb bitch. No. They're just going to be like, well, that's, make you feel good.
Yeah,
good
dude. Many times, Shatner and a whole bunch of other people were like, we feel really bad because these people are so nice. They're so honest, and we're lying to them.
Yeah, that's why I think the whole town will be so pissed off. The actual episode I may watch is the payoff episode.
Tonight.
Already?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Jesus Christ, is this like a mini-series, or is this just a one-episode deal, or three episodes?
It's a mini-series. It's like 1 week long.
Okay.
I've been watching every episode. It's fantastic, dude. Mm. You have to see it. She's like, the Gerlach invasion is coming. And this chick, dude, like, you know, they do these horrible, like, animated effects. It's like a gigantic flaming meteor that goes behind, like, two silos.
Yeah.
Where there's already a couple smoke machines.
Yep.
Going. Yep. So she's from the future. She's bad. And she looks both ways before she crosses the road, even though she fears nothing. Like, that's the way it is, dude. It's hilarious.
Nice. So, I don't know. Invasion Iowa, you may want to check that out, people.
I would highly recommend it.
I'm going to avoid it. You know, maybe if we can get some Iowans to go check out, go hang out at Riverside and see what damage has been done.
Well, there's the Riverside dating and personals.
No.
Wonder if we'll find that chick in there.
What, the cheerleader?
No, not that one. The cheerleader. Scare me.
I don't think we're going to find any statistics for this little town. So.
Dude, it's a tiny town, other than that one thing right there being the birthplace.
Click on the map. So I can get an idea of where the hell Riverside is.
I imagine it's near a river.
It's near a river. It's on top of 218, so it's probably, what, north? Zoom out.
Let's see here. Does that make sense to you now?
It's making more sense.
Iowa City up there. So
yeah, okay.
It's south.
Okay, so it's south, actually. It's actually... Okay, I know where that is. Interesting.
You got to see this, man. It's fucking great. Rivers, just Invasion Iowa. Dude, he makes fun of these people, dude. A lot of people come, they kiss his ass. He makes these fake motivational tapes, dude. The guy hires his personal assistant, you know. He's like, he got him to make a motivational tape of his own. I am king. I am master of my own universe. And what happens, and this is funny, they have, you know like those lipstick cameras?
Yeah.
You know, like from Taxi Cab Confessions?
Mm-hmm.
They have them in the car.
Okay.
That Shatner has.
Right.
So when this guy's driving the car around, he's actually listening to Shatner's motivational tape.
Oh, Jesus.
It's classic, man.
By the way, we're changing a little bit of gear here. First off, let me give a good news article for Iowa. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, man who is legally blind, you know, hears this before, he's a golfer, Joel Lovzek, 78. He hit a hole-in-one on the number 11th hole at Twin Pines Golf Course with a driver. He had to rely on his three golfing partners to confirm the feat, because Ludwig is legally blind. It's a big fluke. It's just one of those things, he says. He's been an avid golfer for years. This is his second hole-in-one. His first since he lost most of his vision because of macular degeneration. He said his vision is hazy and he can't see things he's looking directly at. So, there you go. An Iowan hole-in-one.
Who's blind.
Who's legally blind.
See, you have pride in your state, right?
So, sort of, I guess. By the way, why don't we cut to Dead Celebrity?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm gonna switch some stuff around for Dead Celebrity, man.
Go for it.
I don't think that the bagpipes are really getting the message of sorrow across.
Okay. Ooh, this is evil. Ladies and gentlemen, now in time for Spank Wagon Radio. It's your Dead Celebrity of the Week. This week's Dead Celebrity, Johnny Cochran.
If the coffin does not fit, you must quit.
The charismatic attorney who became famous in the successful defense of football star O.J. Simpson. He died Tuesday in Los Angeles of a brain tumor. Cochran began his career as a crusader against police abuses, often in cases involving black clients. But he is best known for the trial that won the controversial acquittal for Simpson on murder charges in 1995.
That's Orenthal James Simpson, if yes. You don't know what trial that is.
Simpson was accused of murder in the June 12, 1994 stabbing deaths of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, and was acquitted despite what prosecutors described as a mountain of evidence against him. In one of the defining moments of the trial, Simpson appeared unable to put on a pair of gloves connected to the double murder. Cochran famously admonished the jury,
"If your glove does not fit, you must quit."
In a statement from his family and law firm, he died at 12:30 Pacific time. Funeral arrangements would be announced at a later date, which, of course,
if the tumor's in my brain, my life is going down the drain.
Nice! So this is your Dead Celebrity of the Week.
There's even more than that. Hold on.
More?
Yeah, more people died this week.
Well, Terri Schiavo, but I'm done talking about her.
You said you never mentioned Brooke Your Own Rule.
Damn it.
There was somebody else who died.
Shut up. Listen to the depressing music.
Oh, the chicken guy died, man. The chicken guy.
The fuck are you talking about, chicken guy?
What was his name, dude?
Colonel Sanders is already dead.
No, this guy had a weird name, dude. I was making fun of. I forget what it was.
All right, here at Spank Wagon Radio, we're doing the up-to-date news check. Let's see if the Pope is dead during our show. Hold on one moment.
No.
He is still on the verge of death. The Pope has officially not died yet during Spank Wagon Radio.
That is correct. Although his kidneys are failing. They've not failed.
They're failing.
Failing.
They're not quite done being done.
Damn, where is that guy, dude? It's the chicken guy, dude.
Who the fuck is this chicken guy?
What was his name? His name wasn't Moran. Hey, chat room, help me out on this right here.
What? Some chicken guy. Who the fuck? What do you mean? What do you mean by chicken guy? Did he raise chickens? Did he cook chickens? Did he choke chickens?
A little bit of everything.
Oh, Jesus.
He was a jack of all poultry.
Okay.
The best thing I can say. Where the fuck happened to this guy, dude?
No, I don't.
All right. Yeah, fuck it, man. Fuck you, then, if you won't show up, dude.
Dude, why don't you go ahead and play the closing credits and bring up my chat room?
All right.
As we killed him with the Iowa talk, and we've killed him with the Pope talk.
Let's play something happy.
Oh, Jesus. The chicken guy. Unreal. Yeah, you have the misfortune of listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
We want to say a big thank you to everybody who tuned in. You've already gotten your props. Don't be greedy bitches. Want to say a big thank you to LVRocks.com for allowing us to play in their studio. Want to say a big thank you to Radio306.com and PlanetRadio.us for syndicating us. Big thank you to RsAnime.com. VFTP.net for various levels of support. Also, if we're not live, we're in the archive. And you can also catch us and Subject to Discussion in that archive. You can find Subject to Discussion at Subject2Discussion, that's the number 2.com. I have been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am Clawed Balls.
And we will be back next Friday for another show, Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon, your source for internet entertainment. We'll be back.
See you next week.